Hi, I'm Spicy Dicey.
And I'm Chantal Renee.
And we love sex and horror.
These are topics we love to write about as published authors.
I love all things spicy and dicey.
And I'm a big fan of sex and the sinister.
Thanks for joining us for some dark, twisted, sexy, uncensored fun as we discuss
sex and horror.
Chantal.
Hello.
This is going to be our shortest episode ever.
What's going on?
Oh my God, the way I have dropped the ball, it is unreal. I'm so ashamed.
Oh, it could be worse. We could remember tomorrow.
Okay, so what's been new with you, my dear?
Well, let's see. I went to get stitches out of my scalp today, and they were literally an hour behind, and then there was still another hour to go. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my husband take them out. So in the morning, my husband gets to pull stitches out of my head.
Why do you have stitches in your head?
Because I got my horn removed, my little unicorn horn I was growing.
I had the same thing for a few years, and it just went away. I think I might have popped it. By mistake.
Yeah, they're pilar cysts is what they are on the scalp. My family, my father had them, so I've got them. And I've never had one like that. It was huge. It got giant. Like, literally, I thought I was growing a real devil horn. Like, it was like, so pokey. And I was like, oh my God. Like, sometimes I really thought it was going to, like, protrude. I mean, it was almost a good inch off my scalp.
Were you ever worried that it was like brain tumor or something?
Oh no, unfortunately. Only the good die young girl.
Okay. Well, so are you better now?
Oh yeah. I mean, it didn't hurt or nothing, but yeah, my husband has to take it off tomorrow. So everybody cross your fingers that he doesn't cut a big giant bald spot trying to find the stitches with his blind ass.
That's funny. Oh, you just needed a pair. You just needed another one on the other side. You could have rocked it.
I know.
Double horns. For free.
For free. Well, you know, people do get implants.
Yeah, but they get them implanted. That's why I said for free. You get the double horn for free.
I love, love, love taking a nice hot bath with salt water. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I throw eucalyptus oil in it and sometimes some, you know, like aromatic either bubbles or whatever, you know. And the problem with it is, of course, it's salt water, so it heals your body, but it also tries to flush out impurities with the heat and the eucalyptus oil. So after doing that, it would itch so bad because it's almost like a pimple that never wants to come out of your body. It's horrible.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah, I'm glad it's gone.
All right.
I'm slowly taking my steps away from becoming a little creepy imp type creature, I hope.
Okay.
Now, what about you? I know there. My story about, you know, the giant thing off my head is interesting, but yours, you have a real fun thing to talk about.
Well, I must say that I am flying high right now. It was such a beautiful experience, and
forgot about us guys.
And I'm still, still kind of there. Like, I still feel connected. This is Kansas City. So I was in Kansas City filming season 8 of The Blocks. And it is, it's an entrepreneurship show. And, you know, I've been taking Dicey Gurner books to Spicy Dicey Productions. And it was a great way to kind of start leveling up, figuring out what the next steps are, what I need to do. And so I don't know when the show is going to air yet. I don't know how much screen time I'll have. I mean, I gave him my best. I gave him some stuff to work with, you know, but I don't know what's going to make it to the final scenes, what's going to actually air, but it was a wonderful experience. I'm still kind of riding high from that. Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, did you get to meet anybody that you felt like was, I mean, just somebody who you think changed your life? Or do you think it was just like kind of rejuvenating and got like a new, fresh sense of, okay, this is happening?
Yeah, I think everybody changed my life. You know, as a collective, the fact that it was just around a lot of passionate people who are doing big things in their businesses. The coaches were very helpful. One coach in particular that we are planning to have on the show. And if I had followed through on what I was supposed to, maybe we would have had her tonight. That's my bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But she did say that she would come on, but Mistress Lily. So Lily Mockram was one of the judges, and it turns out that she was a pro dom. And so on my last day of filming, because we were sectioned off in the pod. So it was maybe like 70 of us. And we had different pods each day where we were competing. So it is a reality show. It was also a competition. I just kind of forgot it was a competition sometimes because I was having too much fun. She said that, you know, I specifically requested to make sure that I had you today. I do not let me leave from here without having Spicy Dicey, because she had already heard about, you know, what I was doing. And I did not know at the time. I knew she was a judge. I knew she was one of the coaches, but I had no idea that she was a pro dom until we chatted later. But during the consult with her, she was dropping like, "Are you familiar with FetLife?" And I was like, "Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm familiar with FetLife. Are you?" You know, so she was, you know, the language that she was using, it's like, "Oh, you know about this life." Like, you know, some of the fetishes and stuff that I write about. Yeah,
I know, because you taught me. I know about this stuff because of you.
Yeah. But, you know, the way she was talking, I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, you know what's going on." And so later on, I had a chance to talk to her, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, she's a pro dom. Okay, that makes sense."
But you know, girl, you and I went out and talked about this. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I'm having an epiphany mm-hmm. for you right now.
No, give it
your,
to me.
Your audience is any human being who wants to celebrate their sexuality.
Yes,
who wants to become what they are on the inside and not feel ashamed about who they are.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think that's your audience. I think you have to start knowing that so other people know that, because you have helped me throughout the last 3.5 years that we've been doing this together. Hey. And I'm sure whoever's come on and listened, you know, I would hope, you know, throughout our, you know, crazy rants here and there, that they are too getting those bits and pieces of gold that you lay out for people. Like, you really do.
I love that. Last night I went to a lawyer event mm-hmm. and I wore what I wore and I did what I did. But one of the judges that was there, she said, "You look so amazing. Is there ever a time that you tone the sexy down? Like, you just always
really
sexy." And I was like, "Nope." And it comes from within. She was like, "Why are you always so sexy?" I mean, she wasn't saying it in a hateful way.
Right.
But, and I said, it's coming from inside. And she was like, "Well, can I get some of that sexy?" I was like, "Yes, ma'am. You got it right inside, too. You just got to tap into it." Yes, mm-hmm. We all got it in there. We are sexual beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have learned to embrace it.
Yes. And I think that is your magical power right there. That is you. Yeah. I really do. That's what you've got to somehow throw a harness on and rein it in and make it you. Like, you've got to figure out how to ride that motherfucker, because that is power.
I'll tell you what, one of the holdbacks that I've had has been when I have gained traction, like with social media, I have a bunch of haters that'll come around and they keep reporting shit,
you know,
I keep getting stuff flagged. And so then I'll just completely back off. Like, I'm so sick of y'all.
You got to do it this way. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
You know, think about the things, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, everybody who watches these movies, like, what did we talk about last time? The Glass Onion, you know, and all those kind of movies. It's because they're clever, right? There's a cleverness to what they're doing.
Yes.
So, you know, you've been down this road. Sit down with your notebook. Make a list of the things that have all happened. And just avoid those pitfalls as you go.
Very, very true. I've learned that through TikTok, because that's the one that I'm more active on now. Mm-hmm. So through TikTok, since it's a quote-unquote family-friendly, kid-friendly site, I've learned how to softly and subtly put things out there without being so bold and in your face. So my clothes are always on, you know, I'm not giving anything risque like that. No, not much skin showing, but using words on the screen, spelling it uniquely or, you know, craftily, and getting information that way so that I can find my audience like that. It's been a challenge, but the time is going to pass anyway. Like I have no choice but to keep going. Like my spirit says, this is what I need to do. And so I have tried not doing it, and I'm not thrilled. I'm not happy without it. So I just keep pressing forward, and I feel very strongly that what I'm doing is going to hit.
Well, when we're done with our show, I'm going to
what's that noise?
Stuff for you. What does it sound like?
It sounds like something dragging across the floor. Are you dragging your husband across the floor?
I wish. No. He's at work. Sorry, my mic had fallen. I was talking and moving my head. No, I was just going to say, when we're not on the air, I'll give you some more ideas I have, but I ain't letting nobody steal your thunder, because I think you got a lot to do, to talk about, and to say. And yeah, it's a whole new beginning for you, I think.
Absolutely. And I talk so much about the podcast, you know, so quite a few of the people that I was there with said that they were interested in listening to the podcast. So a few of them have come over from that. But it was a lot of great businesses. Like, there's so many people that I want to support. So I've been buying their... What's going on? I still hear the dragon.
You do?
Yeah, I feel like you're hiding a body. You are covering up a body. You've got to be. And
it's weird. I'm holding the mic away from my body too, so it
doesn't touch nothing. Yeah, I'm hearing something. But, you know, so many businesses that I want to support, because, you know, I do believe in small business and supporting people, helping them to get off the ground. Or a lot of them were, you know, like some of us were just starting out, whatever, but some people have been in the game for a while and they're doing very well. Like, they have millions of sales and different things. It was such a diverse cast too. We even had a young lady that has a disability. She can't really see that well. I'm not sure that she's totally blind, but, you know, she has a sight impairment. So hopefully we can have her on the show also, because she's a phone sex operator. So we can talk to her about that. But
I dropped the ball on emailing her.
Okay.
Son of a bitch. You just reminded me.
Well, you know what? It's we probably just need to pick it back up in March, because we got out and we met the other night. We had a lot to hammer through, because there's so many things going on.
This is why we're having the show tonight, because, guys, we have a lot of shit coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Dicey and I, whether you've been paying attention or not on our socials, we have gotten approved for the second year in a row to be pressed again for the Texas Frightmare Weekend.
Woo!
This year, they are premiering it in a new location. It is actually going to be, I mean, they've had, what do you think, 10,000, 20,000 people through there throughout the years in this little hotel. Easy. They are now going to the Convention Center in Irvington, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just going to be, I mean, guys, it's going to be like horror took over Dallas. It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Three hotels booked with all their people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking max capacity. Dicey and I got in too late on this, so we're actually going to be having to stay somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have a good time. And that is going to be May 26th through May 28th. If you guys have not gotten your tickets, make sure you go. It's going to be freaking fantastic.
It's off the chain. All y'all got to do is look at the guest list. Like, what?
Yeah, what? The John Carpenter, Mr. Michael Myers himself, the creator, the dreamer. He is going to be there. And that in itself is... Because, you know, you love these guys. They're so... I mean, they are the... What would you call them? Like the freaking OGs of horror?
Yeah, I think that's adequate. Yeah, that's
guys, accurate. These people are not getting any younger.
Yes.
You need to... Like, we are now no longer on planet Earth with Mr. Steve Lee. Was it Steve Lee?
Stanley. Yeah. And I had been under the same building with him a couple of times and never met him, never got a chance to get a picture or anything with him. And now I never get that opportunity. Yep. So you don't want to pass up on an opportunity to meet somebody that you've been a fan of. Like like we've said when Carmela McNeil was on the show, get people their flowers while they're still here.
That's right. And this, you know, even if you don't want to, you know, do anything but just simply say thank you so much for creating that. You know, people who are creative, I don't care how long they've been in the business, they still like to know that you truly, truly enjoyed it. Not just, oh, wow, that was a cool thing. But yeah, that was like something that got me into a whole new world. It made me realize, you know, what part of life I could create with and towards. I mean, whatever you're going to tell them. But, you know, tell the people that entertain you that they are doing so, because it is always appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did have a chance at Miss Nichols. I can't remember her first name. I can't Nichelle Nichols, the first Black lady that was in Star Trek all those years ago. Jason and I did have a chance to go up to her at Comapalooza one year and just tell her thank you, you know, for being such an inspiration and everything. And, you know, years later, she's no longer with us. But but like you said, it's a pleasure to. She was very happy that people that she never knew before was able to come up to her and let her know how much of an impact she had in their lives.
Yeah, so, it's always a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's living on planet Earth together is not easy, guys. And you can pretty much look up any Walmart, you know, fight in the parking lot to see that we all have issues. Some days we just rub each other the wrong way. So it's always good to celebrate the good things.
Yes. Absolutely. And what else do we have coming up?
So then, right after that, seriously, like the next day on Dicey and I will be there 26th, 27th. Then we're going to haul our ass back here either late on Saturday or probably very early on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we can be here for Comic Palooza. We're going to be walking around Comic Palooza on Sunday. You're going to have to come find us or attend our panel.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called For the Love of Horror, I believe.
For the Love of Horror. That's Miss Chantel right there. She put that out. She got that. She put this panel together. So who else is going to be on the panel, Chantel?
Well, it is going to be you, Jay Mazur. Oh, my brain just stopped working. Oh, my God. Billy Stewart and another gentleman. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm gonna. Whenever we post this, I will.
Is make it the sure guy that plays Death?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not Death. This is actually another author, and he has quite a few books out. And I should have gotten his name before we started. It's in my email, but I tell you what, I will make sure you get his full name so we can put it in our description of this podcast. But he is a published author of horror, and he's a very cool guy. And I'm super excited to have him. And I'm so sorry I forgot your name, sir.
Okay. Well, just so you know, Death is an author too. That's how I met him, because years ago we were on panels together. Yeah, I don't know that he still writes or if he's had anything new. I mean, I still write, but I haven't put anything new out since 2019. But I know he's been doing like his movie critiques. But yeah, he is an author, by the way.
Oh, I never knew that. You guys remember we've had Death with us several times at various events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds hilarious.
And you know what? They were at Frightmare. And I say he and his wife were at Frightmare last year, too. We ran into them at Frightmare.
That's so right.
Might see them again there. Them. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
What else do we have going on? What about the, isn't there a book event? Now, the Copperfield thing, I'm not sure that I have been accepted yet, but I know you have, right?
Yes, I have. I'm sure you have. They make room. It's a pretty cool, small, locally owned bookstore in Copperfield, or actually in Spring, called Copperfield Books. And they have an annual huge book event for various authors of different genres. It's pretty cool, actually. You know, we have a huge event in Texas every year for authors that come from everywhere to go to this huge, I mean, it's like this giant area. This is actually a parking lot full of authors here in Houston, You're going to find your local guys, people you should be supporting. I can't even begin to tell you. It's going to be so much fun. I really hope everybody tries to make it out, because I think that it will. I think it's going to be a good thing. I think a lot of people are going to find authors that they were not realizing they were missing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's May 13th.
May 13th. And that is going to be at Copperfield Books in Spring.
May is going to be busy as fuck, because the 20th, I think I have another gala to go to. So that's like every weekend in May so far.
Yeah. Girl.
Yeah, that's, oh. Yeah, that's huge. But that's fine. I mean, you know, life is to be lived, right? And then what is our big one here in Houston?
Well, we have the Houston Horror Film Festival coming up. Now, before the actual huge event in August, which is the 11th through the 18th, we will still have the summer event that they hold in Katy every year. At the, oh gosh, what's that place called, I see? Oh my God. The big bar.
Clatter? The Catter?
Yes, Wild Catters.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Look at us. We put it together. Wild Catters. Okay. You know, hopefully I can make the next event, because I missed the Valentine when I was in Kansas City.
Yeah, I hope you get to make it. And we had a great time at that event. I don't know if anybody got to see Jay Mazur and I were there together, and we both had a double book release party. Cake was had. Oh, congrats. Balloons. Thank you. Balloons were blown up. It was pretty crazy. but we had a good time, and it was just a little anthology. But everybody who got the anthology got a sneak peek at my full novel that will be out and ready and printed for August. So that's going to be at the big Houston Horror Film Festival. And this is something new for me. I mean, this is like straight up adult horror. I'm a little nervous about putting it out there.
That means that's the one to put out then, for sure.
Yeah.
So do we have a date for the pop-up then in the summer?
They have not given a date yet, but they always have it. So I'm pretty sure that'll still happen. We're just all waiting to hear when. You know, we have such a great horror family here in Houston. Everybody is so supportive with each other. I think I posted something today about everybody has the opportunity to have, what is the word? You know, good Lord. I don't know what happened. My brain stopped working. Like, I have too many. I'm trying to find that gentleman's name, because I felt horrible.
I can't help you on this, because I'm not sure where you're going with it.
Well, that's
everybody
okay.
Has what?
Now, here's the thing I posted today. Supporting another person's success will never fuck yours up. Exactly. Your real friends want to see you win. And
exactly.
I want everybody to know I 100% support the success of everyone and all things horror. But remember, Houston Horror Film Fest has brought it to you first, guys.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
And the Houston Horror Film Festival, the big one, is August, is it 12th through the 14th?
It is, yes. Okay. It is August 11th
through the 11th 13th. Through 13th. Okay, August 11th through the 13th.
I knew it. I said the 18th. Horror film, dork.
Is the Houston Horror Film Festival this year. I will be on display with Spicy Dicey Productions this time, so it'll be the first for me transferring from Dicey Runner Books to Spicy Dicey Productions, and I got to get all my shit together for that.
And yes, I will help her. She will have
thank you
it together.
Thank you.
Even and you I and have Jay... to show up with a little whip to whip her booty. Wait, she might enjoy that. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
So that's a lot. That's a lot of events. And of course, guys, we'll remind you along the way what we've got going on.
And we're going to put out our newsletter for March. So you will get a reminder each month, because we're going to do a newsletter every month.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not laughing at that at all. She's going to get after me.
So what I've been in trying to unwind, because you know I was in Cartagena, Colombia, like 2 weeks before.
Girl,
I mean,
it's like this woman went from like, you know, I mean, let's compare it in real life here. In real life, look at me. She went from like doing Matthew McConaughey, I don't know, some hot dude, and then doing another hot dude within like a matter of a week. I mean, she's still
fucking hot. Wish. I wish.
Well, I'm saying you didn't really do it, but I'm just saying to put it in a way that people can understand.
Yeah. The, you know? From one adventure to the next adventure. Yeah,
that's
I get it.
That's right.
But the Cartagena, that was, you know, the sun and fun and relaxation, and the Kansas City one was cold and snow. But yes, both were very amazing. But I started having an overload, though. Like I'm probably, I have not been diagnosed, but I'm probably somewhere on the spectrum. You know, my son is. And I have some issues sometimes that come out. And so I started getting overwhelmed and overloaded. And I had to take a step back and just unwind and just disconnect for a minute. And so in that process, thank you for getting me out the other night, though. I have felt a million times better since then. Nice. But the week I spent trying to just unburden my mind, I have been watching a lot of romance.
Oh, she's all into the romance. What are you watching?
Oh, romance. It's all been so sweet. Not everything has been amazing, but you know, I've just been trying it all. Let's see if I can remember. Let me see. Love Again? No, I have not watched Love Again. I'm trying to go through my IMDb. Oh, okay. So, First Love. Oh, yes. Okay. In my IMDb. So I saw First Love. That is on Hulu. It's so sweet. It's the same guy from the Ever After movies, or the After. I want to say After. So there's like four of those right now, and they're coming out with another one. I ended up watching every single one of those too. So it was after. Do you know what I'm talking about? The ones on Netflix, they're very sexy too.
Hmm.
But it's the same guy. It's After We Fell, Happy Ever After, and then there's another one. But they just go through some drama, but it's all romance. So I was there for it.
Nice. Well,
and Love All Over Again was another Spanish series that I watched. And it was a beautiful romance. I got to wait for season two to come out now. Stars at Noon. I think that might have been... She was in Nicaragua. Press Play.
Girl, you've been like Hallmark Channel in it.
I know. I just started going through a bunch of romances. I do not know why. But that's what I was in the mood for. So no harm, okay. Nothing. No hard this week, but just definitely in a loving mood, I think.
Well, I did some horror for both of us.
Okay, what'd you do?
Well, I've gotten to the movies a few times. I got to see Knock on the Cabin Door. Have you seen any of that yet?
Girl, I ain't even heard of that. What is that?
What? It's no. With the big giant, you remember the big giant dude on Onion? The onion, glass onion, the big guy that looked like he's actually a wrestler, bald dude, kind of has a wrinkled head. He also played the big guy.
Oh, in the Guardians.
Yes.
You're talking about Jot. Let me see.
You're so good at remembering names. I knew for sure you would know.
Dave Bautista.
That sounds good. I'm not to believe you because I don't know.
Batista, Dave, yeah, him. Mm-hmm.
So he's in this. This is actually a series, a movie based off of a book that Mr. M. Night Shyamalan decided to make into a movie.
I love M. Night.
And he did a good job with this one. It was actually good. I would definitely say a lot of people it's been very controversial because it was different than the book in a couple of ways, but mostly in the shocking of the ending was different. And then M. Night Shyamalan made it a little bit more solidified at the end, whereas the author made it kind of like, still kept it like, could it have been? Could it have not been? Mm-hmm. As far as what the, I can't tell you what the end was, mm-hmm. in case you see it, because it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so you know what that means.
Yeah, okay? And I do love him, yeah.
Yeah, so I want you to see it because I think you'll enjoy it. But for those of you who saw it, I hope that you enjoyed it. You're welcome to let us know what you thought of it on our any of our socials. But yeah, I totally enjoyed that. And then I saw The Strangest One with lovely Eric, one of the Skarsgård boys. From, I remember Eric from True Blood.
Alexander Skarsgård. Yes, of course.
He was in Infinity Pool. Very strange show. It was a movie, not a show. I always do these things, but anyway, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a masculine struggle, in a strange, weird twist. The way they did it, it was a very sci-fi kind of weirdness, with almost like a little bit of Clockwork Orange. It was very strange.
Oh yeah.
But you know, we got to see his ass. You know, I love seeing Eric's ass. Mm-hmm. It'll always be Eric to me. And even though he kind of played this emasculated man, he was still so hot. I don't care what anybody says.
I believe it.
Now, there's a small movie out that actually I hadn't seen at all until actually Jay Mazur texted me and said, hey, have you heard of this movie? It was called Consecration. This is a movie about, right up my alley right now, because I am writing about demons. And this movie was about nuns and priests and something evil they were trying to capture. Had some really fabulous scenes. Actually, it inspired a look I'm going to be doing at the Houston Horror Film Fest in August. And just really creepy, kind of weird. And made you think at the end, because you weren't really sure who the evil party was. Was it the church, or was it this thing that they were trying to capture? So it was quite interesting. It was a very interesting movie. It made you think. Oh, so okay. those are the movies I've seen.
What about Magic Mike? Did you see Magic Mike?
I have not. We should go see that together.
That's what I'm planning to go see. Jason and I are supposed to be going.
Oh man, I'm definitely gonna see it. Come on. I actually liked those movies.
I do too.
It wasn't just because of the thrusting hips. It was actually a pretty interesting, you know, little bit of a storyline in there. So I thought, I'll go see it.
Yeah. So there's. What about you?
I was about to get there. So. Yeah. Now, everybody knows we have been following this series since its inception. This has been a very interesting season that they have created with this show.
This murder mystery.
It is a murder mystery. But it has given Joe an opportunity to grow in a human way. But I am still not convinced that he's just still a fucking psychopath.
I've seen some very interesting fan theories on that. That sounds really great if they are actually going there with it.
So tell us one of these things.
One of them that I read is that there were
Wait, guys, spoiler. So if you're watching, you pause or fast forward for the next couple of minutes.
Okay. Yeah, go. and just to be clear, when I said what about you, I'm saying what about you, Y-O-U, the show You, with Penn Bagley as Joe Goldberg. Okay, I wasn't asking Chantel what about her, but the show You is what we're talking about right now on Netflix.
Yes.
And so, spoiler, this is just a fan theory, though, okay? It's not been confirmed one way or another, but I saw someone say that they believe that the other guy doesn't even exist. And that Joe is doing it all, and it's just in his head. And he has conjured up this other guy to make himself look good.
I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't, because I feel like the guy being on TV and running for a government position at the end.
Right, right.
I feel like that pretty much, you know, takes that out of that realm.
Yeah. However, another thing Yeah, I agree with you on that. Another thing that somebody said was that that they changed it, and what people think they changed it in is the style and changing it to murder mystery, but it's still about obsession. And the real change is that he's no longer obsessed with a woman. He's obsessed with a man. He's obsessed with this killer. So we are digging more into his obsession, which shows that he really has not grown. He has just changed his obsession.
Focal point.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I can see that.
I can see that, but it also shows a different side of obsession, because he's observing this killer for one, and his obsession with killing rich people, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever his concept of why he's murdering folks that he was supposedly friends with. Mm-hmm. But he also observed a real stalker situation with this girl and this other guy. And it was definitely straight up like, this guy has pictures of her mm-hmm. on this camera that he should not have. And so he was like, wow, what a stalker. But, you know, we have all seen what Joe is capable of.
Right, right.
And so
he has got some nerve.
Yeah, I'm like, Joe, really? Really? But, you know, he is seeing this from a whole different perspective now. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, then we saw, you know, I don't know. He let that girl go, you know, that he had followed her to Europe for, to be with her. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting.
I was like, why did they even show that, though? Like, y'all, if that's all they were going to show of that, they could have just left that out.
But I think they're going to bring her back? I was wondering, though, did he really let her go?
You think he did something to her?
It could have been. Now, you know, this theory that the first guy had, that you had said, you know, where he had something's in his head.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was in his head, because we know that sometimes he can fool himself.
Right, right.
Maybe he really did kill her and left her in that. Well, no, as time goes on to see, you know, I mean, yes, you know, they showed him taking the picture of the locket that he had stolen it from her. But did he make that part up and he already just had taken the locket after he murdered her? We don't really know.
We don't really know. Yeah. I've seen over and over and over again comments where people are saying they like Joe, but they are absolutely hating this season so far. And all I'm going to say is that I feel like it's a good setup, as long as, and you know, I always say that it could be a show could be slow, however, whatever, in the setup process, as long as the finale is fulfilling. So for me, you know, okay, we laid some foundation here. We put some bricks down. Now let's see what we build in the end. So I'm looking forward to part two to see where they go with this. I hope they pull some twists and turns to keep those of us who love the insanity that's in Joe's head, to keep us to make it fulfilling, you know, at the end, and not just a whodunit, like, right. You know,
And there's definitely, I mean, come on, we all know Joe. He's sleeping with this girl, Kate. And I think that he's got something for her more than what he's focusing on right now, because his focal point is turned on this other killer. Mm-hmm. I think him doing that is going to be very Dexter. Remember when Dexter came up against another serial killer?
Mm-hmm. And Hannah? You talking about the girl, Hannah?
No, I was talking about the first one he came up with.
Lithgow? John Lithgow's character? Okay.
Was it Lithgow or was it his brother?
Briney.
Okay. Yeah. But the whole idea is when, you know, they're confronted with these other personalities that are similar to them, even though at first they're like, I'm nothing like that person. Mm-hmm. I think that is where we might see some actual growth from Joe, but we'll see.
Well, all I got to say is Penn, you know, he's, I saw someone say that he went from being a snack to a whole meal.
Girl, that and beard and hair.
I totally agree.
Completely agree. He's a little too thin for me. I prefer a dad bod, but let me just say that motherfucker is looking fine on this series. I was like, wow.
It's almost like I don't even care what's going on. Like, I'm not typically into the Murder, She Wrote type stuff, but whatever. As long as he's on the screen, we're good.
And it was funny because even he said in the beginning of this new season, oh God, I hate murder mysteries. Like, it's right? The worst of literature. He was so disgusted.
Yes, yes. But you know what? I'll tell you what. The strength of his character for me is one of the main things that I loved about how they wrote Dexter, too, is he is barely saying anything with his lips. You know, it's all voiceover. For the most part, he's just looking. He's just acting. Mm-hmm. And we get to hear his internal dialogue. And I love it so much because that's where the insanity really is. And I love
that.
That's
right.
That's
why... all your quiet friends you should worry about.
Right? Like, what are you really thinking?
I always tell my husband, as long as I'm talking, you're safe.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, no, it's good. And inside, he's like, oh, this is a fucking mess. You know, something like that. And I love that so much. And speaking of which, now that we're, since I mentioned Dexter, I'm looking at my poster of Dexter right here. They are doing some spinoffs. So we're going to get the prequel. I don't know if you've heard about that, right?
No.
They are having the prequel and the sequel. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff. So they're going to go like to a younger Dexter or something. Like, wow, what is going on? I'm not 100% pleased with the idea of Michael C. Hall not being a part of it. So he better be in there somewhere. That's the Dexter New Blood. That was a part that was really missing for me. We did not have as much of Dexter's inner dialogue as we had in the original series. It felt empty to me because I wanted to hear his thoughts. Not Deb's dark passenger talking the whole damn time, but I wanted to hear what Dexter was really thinking on the inside. And I really missed that. I hope they return to that because I will give it a shot. Speaking of other things coming out, now I'm about to blow a gasket on this, girl.
Okay,
there's a few things, but this in particular, maybe I should start with the other ones. And all of these just set my soul on fire. I can't hold it in. They are doing another Spartacus. Spartacus!
Really?
Yes! I saw it and I almost peed myself like, oh my God. Now I'm looking at Andy Whitfield on my wall. I got a Spartacus poster back there, Blood and Sand. But you know that was my joint. That is my jam. I love that show so much. I named my dog Spartacus.
I don't know how they're going to do it better. I mean, my God, it was such... I mean, the penises alone they had for us.
I just checked to make sure because I used to tweet to Stephen D. Knight. He's the creator of Spartacus. I used to tweet him about this damn show on a regular basis. Like, I'm crazy about it. And you know, it's usually always the same. Like, well, you know, we're not going to do another one. Or I'd love to, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I have not been on Twitter for like the last year and a half or so. So I don't know what's going on. I go to IMDb just to make sure he is going to be part of this sequel. And he is. As long as he is there, then I know it's going to be amazing. I read the script for Spartacus. The writing was phenomenal on paper, just like it was visually. So I know it's going to be amazing.
There is very few sex fantasies that... anyone gets to see actual like come to life, and when those motherfuckers were just about to have the best orgasm ever, they fucking took their mask off and saw that it was they hated each other with the passion, but they were about
Alithia.
To have
that
orgasm.
Was Alithia's ass,
and they could not stop where they were at. That I mean, that shit was going to happen, and they hated each other. Like,
yes,
fucking passion.
Yes, Spartacus and Alithia. That was so amazing. That was the way it was
done. They
have done
some amazing stuff with that show.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, Craig Parker. I just loved him so much, and I had a chance to meet him and talk to him years ago. But he was also on there as Gaius Glover, and I was just a huge fan of his character too. Because he was just downright evil, and I loved it. That was Alithia's husband, in fact. But I don't know who else is coming back, you know, because that's the interesting part. And I know whatever he's doing is going to be great. But Spartacus, you know how it ends. You know, like, everybody's dead, right? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But I am so here for it. And that's not the only good thing that's coming out.
What else you got?
So... I know everybody is so sick of these remakes and these reboots, and I am too. But when it comes to the things that I love so much, I don't give a damn. Bring it back. Bring all of it back. All of it. like Spartacus, it's yes. But also there's going to be another Furia. This is, and I'm shifting to my pictures. Now, you know when I love something because I got it on my wall in here. Now I'm shifting to Riddick that's on my wall. This is, okay, the Chronicles of Riddick. We had Pitch Black, and there's going to be Furia. Furia 2, something like that, I think. Yes, so there's going to be another one of those. And the last one that just tickled my fancy so much this week, The Last Kingdom is such an amazing fucking show. Oh, you loved
that show. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. I got my mother-in-law hooked on this show too. Like a lot of the things that I love, she loves because I told her about it. She was like, oh, and these, the ones that I'm talking about, these shows are great from beginning to end. So in other words, The Last Kingdom may not have had the budget that, like, Game of Thrones, for instance. So Game of Thrones gets all this hype, and people don't even know how amazing The Last Kingdom is because it didn't have that big budget. But The Last Kingdom is flawless from beginning to end. Every season, it's like, whoa, Game of Thrones had some duds in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some duds. Wow. But that's how I felt about Spartacus, too. We had a hit from beginning to end. When you have every episode, I'm on the edge of my seat. So The Last Kingdom ended, and it was so emotional because I was so attached to these characters and the writing. I'm talking about fresh-ass writing, tight writing. There is nothing that's wasted, and no time wasted, no scenes wasted. They ended it, and I'm still, like, even when I think about it, it's like, oh, I miss them so much. Well, they are having a 2-hour movie for The Last Kingdom, and then it's over. Everybody is retired and they're moving on to other things, but this one last movie for The Last Kingdom, and it's almost, I'm almost afraid to watch it because I already went through the trauma of it ending. You know what I mean?
You're like, don't take off the band-aid.
Yeah, so now we're gonna have this 2-hour movie finale, and then I gotta go through the trauma of it ending again.
Aww.
You know? Yeah. It's amazing. If you have not watched The Last Kingdom, well, you're not into period pieces that much, are you?
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's probably this is a period piece lovers thing. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, okay. I don't know why I thought it had to do with zombies, but it doesn't.
No, this is not a zombie show. It's
Is it the one on Netflix?
Yes. Netflix saved it years ago, back when Netflix was in a saving mood and it was saving shows before it started canceling all of its own shows. it saved it. And you could tell over time how it got a bigger and better budget. Like in the beginning, it just it rested solely on the acting and the script, the writing, the characters. Because the props and the everything, the setting and what they wore, you know, everything was so toned down. You could tell they did not have much budget in the beginning. And as time went on, their style of dress changed, the sets changed. It just got bigger and better in terms of visuals. The writing was still stellar all the way through. Everybody started getting beefed up too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that is my show. Yes, this was all good news for me this week. And I will dial it down now. But you know how I get hyped up. This is the side.
I'm going to try it.
This is the side that I don't think I showed much of in Kansas City now that I think about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll have to unpack that later.
Right.
I was going to ask you, because I haven't seen it yet, have you seen The Last of Us?
Oh, okay.
Great things about this show.
Okay. And I told you about The Last of Us. I watched the first episode, and I'm intending to go back to it because, yes, and Pascal, you know, yes, love him. I am intending to finish it. I just have not. But yes, also, I'm just used to binging everything now. And so it's weird to have to wait because it's coming out every week, right?
Mm, yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah, so I watched the first episode and I was like, I was gonna come back to the next one, and then I saw that they'd only had like 4 episodes out. I was like, bug. That means I'd have to wait every week. But I'ma still do it, yeah. I did enjoy what I watched.
Well, I've been watching, and it's a weekly drop too. It's a show called Poker Face, and it's with Natasha, I can't remember her last name. She was in the Russian Dolls.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she has
a show. She was also in Orange is the New Black.
Yes. And it's a really good show. And I heard, unfortunately, it's only going to have this one season, I think. But I've been really enjoying that show. And then there is, they made another season of Bel-Air. I don't know if I told you I got into Bel-Air last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I really liked the first season. It was so good. And then the fucking slap happened. Yeah. So, and then I heard they canceled the show. Well, guess what?
Oh,
they
didn't. Yeah, they're not canceling that.
Oh, thank God. Because yeah, I really got into those characters. I was like, oh, my God. It was such a good show.
It was rough for me. My husband loves it.
Really?
I watched a few episodes. It just was so, it wasn't enough happening for me.
Well, this season looks like it's going to be a lot more dramatic, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I thought the casting was pretty good. I thought they did well transferring from comedy to drama and changing certain aspects of the characters so that they and who they cast. I thought they did a great job with that. It just didn't connect with me because I was like, I am bored to tears.
Well, I did finally sit down this week and I watched every single one of the John Wick chapters.
Oh, okay.
So I am prepared for John Wick 4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big gangster lover of gangster things, but I felt like, you know what? Many people have recommended that I watch it finally. My friend was like, you've got to watch it. It's just so much fun. And I'm like, yeah,
I watch that for the body count. I just watch him drop. Girl, and I start adding up.
This bitch right here is working out, right? I'm like, I'm going to be kicking some knees and punching some faces.
Yeah.
John Wick's got me excited.
Yeah. The way he drops those bodies is like, yes, yes.
You know, I would hit one person and be like, I need a break. Where does he get all that energy?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love dogs too. So, you know.
Yes. I mean, I saw a meme that was so funny. There was some guy in a lobby screaming, where are my dogs? Where are my dogs? And then somebody's like, people made fun of this guy for wanting to know why he had such a fit over his dogs. He's like, let me tell you, I'll be finding me a 3-piece suit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go John Wick on a motherfucker if they take my dogs.
Right. Like, nah, we don't play that.
No, not about our babies. And then about You People? Did you watch that one?
You People?
Yes.
Oh, yes. See, I forgot about that. I did, and I hated it.
Did you hate it?
I did. I'm so sorry, because with Eddie Murphy, I just knew it was going to be great. Like, I knew all the cast. I mean, we got Nia Long. I love her so much. But even Eddie's lines were so toned down. I was so bored with it. Like, what really? Why is there nothing happening? It felt like
I feel like it was a little more political than it probably should have been to be the entertainment value they were looking for. Because I have seen billboards downtown Houston for this show. Billboards. They are really advertising, and I'm not sure why. Jonah Hill didn't look like Jonah Hill for one. I was like, that's Jonah Hill. Every time I saw him, I was like, are they sure that's Jonah Hill? But I mean, it was okay. I'm with you there. It was okay. I think, like I said, I felt like they got way too political. It wasn't until the end that I kind of got that romance, and I just didn't feel the romance. Like they were saying there was all this romance happening, but I just didn't see it.
No, I did not. I did not see it at all. I did not like it. And to be fair, it was not as bad as Your Place or Mine. That was another romance rom-com that I watched, and I think That was probably the worst rom-com I've watched. And again, I thought I would like it because we're talking about Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher. Like,
I haven't had no urge to watch it.
Well, since I was on my romance kick, I went down that and I was like, oh my God, this is so awful. It's so awful. Like, no. And for me, that one, it's like they kept them apart the whole time until the very end where they were like, oh, well, maybe we should get one scene with them in it or something. And that does not work. You cannot have a romance where the two characters are in different places the whole time.
Yeah, that's just not
it was not funny to me at all either. So actually, Your Place of Mine was worse than You People to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely enjoyed You People. I thought there was some, I will say, though, they were really like hard edges going on. I did feel like there were some good valid points that needed to be made there. But it was also kind of a sad thing. I felt sad more than, and it just overweighed the romance that was supposed to be going on. I did not get that Romeo and Juliet feel, which is, I think, basically what they were kind of going for.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
was no chemistry there between the two of them. Yeah, Lauren and Hill, no.
Yeah, I didn't
see
it. It was sad. But I did see Eddie Murphy trying.
I think Eddie Murphy made me laugh one time, and that was in the car where he was trying to get him to explain what the song was.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Like the N word in Paris, and he kept trying to get him to say what the N word. I thought that was funny because Jonah was saying everything else under the sun, but that word, and that was.
I thought the one part with the cocaine was hilarious.
That part with the kufa when it set a fire.
Oh my god, crazy. That made me laugh. Oh, that was it. Yeah, that was it. And it wasn't until, like I said, the very end when they were like getting them like a surprise wedding, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh well, that's sweet. Like that part got me. I was like, oh, that was
really
sweet. That was the only thing.
Well, what I'm thinking with that is, you haven't even talked for this long, and now you just, and you're dating, and they've been dating other people. There's been no conversation, well, and they just will show up and get married.
I will say this, like, that's where the ball dropped, because I just went along with it at the end because I thought, well, you know, here we are. This is sweet. It's a sweet moment. And I guess I actually assumed it must have been me that missed all the romance and that I didn't see it. So I was maybe I just missed it, you know. But yeah, there was definitely not enough chemistry.
Even when they were in the bed, it's like, oh no, y'all are not. I'm not believing this.
Yeah, and like, oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But anyway. But I will say the after movies, they at least bring the steam. And okay, speaking of steam, you know, the Sex Life is about to come back in another week or so.
Oh, it's Lord, March, here she goes,
March
y'all.
Something. We've she been waiting for on that sex one. Life.
You love that show with her perfect boobies.
I did, and it was around episode 3 where I was like, okay, I'm in it to win it.
Nice. I love it.
I'm looking forward to that one coming back.
I also do, I'm not going to say the exact date, of course, because of privacy, but I do want to give a shout out to our favorite fan, Mr. Julio, and his lovely wife, Erica. Nope. Yep. I just did that. Sorry, guys.
Keep going.
Anyway, I'm not going to even say, you know what? Privacy. They're having a big anniversary party, and I'm excited to be a part of that. And I believe, that'll be fun. Okay, we're moving on.
Okay.
I didn't want to say names, and then I screwed up.
And then you turned right around and said names. Okay, well, you know, I said this was going to be a short episode, but we actually took it all the way to their time, which is funny. But, you know, before we go, though, I want you to tell our listeners about your new book that you just released so they can go get it.
Well, it's actually just a little anthology. It's of little short tales of horror It's called, Messages, nope. Hair Raising Tales from the Dark. My brain will work, I promise. Hair Raising Tales from the Dark, short collection of horror stories. Actually, a very good friend of mine who was my inspiration in becoming an author years ago gave me two of her stories for this little book, and I was super happy because, I mean, she's so fucking talented, but she doesn't want to write. It's just not her passion. But she is an amazing author. And so her little two stories in the front, they're very short, but very impactful. So much fun. You've got to read them. And hopefully I'll get her in the next anthology I do. But yes, I have a little tale in there about a local serial killer who claimed to be such a victim of the serial killer called the Candyman. And he was one of his accomplices, though he claims that he was a victim of this man as well. So it was kind of my perspective of how much of a victim he actually was. And then you have some creature horror, and you have a little bit of ghostly fun and some alien fun. And then, then you get to read the first chapter of my new book coming out in August. So it was a lot of fun, something to throw together, stuff I've had for a while. Actually, there's a true life horror story in there, too. Like, it's based off of somebody I knew barely loosely around her life. And then, of course, I go all crazy bonkers with it. Just FYI, that is a suicide story. So be cautious if you have anybody in your life that has gone down that road, to be careful when you're reading. But other than that, you know, when you're reading horror, guys, you never know what you're going to run across. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. So it's been a pleasure reviewing and recapping and all that with you tonight. Yay. Hopefully we'll be back with our guests next week.
Yes. Or it'll just be our asses talking about who knows what.
Or either way, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be fun.
Uh-huh. All right. Good night, babes.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex and Horror.
Make sure you subscribe
and join our Facebook group.
If you'd like to be a guest, let us know.
If you have a topic to suggest, a movie, TV show, book, song to be featured, let us know.
You can follow me at ChantelRenee.com.
And I'm at Dicey Grinner all over social media. You can find me on my website, DiceyGrinnerBooks.com.
See you next week for Sex and Horror.